One of the most important statements a believer in Christ Jesus can remind themselves of, I think, on a daily basis is this. We must remember always who we are. Who are we as believers in Christ Jesus? As a believer in Christ Jesus, you are saved. You are redeemed by the atoning sacrifice of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Through Christ's life, death, and resurrection, you have been born again to a living hope. You have been recreated as a new creation, and this world is not your home. Remembering who you are as a child of God means remembering that you are an adopted child into the royal family of God. And in a plain, very forthright manner, we are to act like it, to conduct ourselves in the power of God's grace and the power of the Holy Spirit. This is what it means to focus on the resurrection life that Jesus Christ has provided. And that's exactly what we celebrate today, isn't it? Because he has risen, just as he said he would. It's living in the here and now in a manner, as a believer in Christ Jesus, that you will in heaven. This is accomplished, again, through the power of God's grace. And this is done on a daily basis. It's done as an act of worship to a Savior who is worthy of our praise, who has risen from the dead, just as he said he would. Stand with me, please, as we read from God's holy word. Our scripture this morning is taken from the book of Colossians, chapter 3. We're going to be looking at verses 1 through 4. Reading in Christ's name. If then you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on the things that are above, not on things that are on this earth. For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you will also appear with him in glory. Pray with me, please. Lord, I thank you so much for this text. And Jesus, we thank you that you did not stay in the tomb and that we serve a living and risen Savior. Hallelujah. What a Savior. And Lord, I pray that you would encourage us through your word. May the power of your Holy Spirit work through the living word of God to encourage and strengthen and preserve each one here. May every word that proceeds from my mouth be from you and not from me. And I pray this in Christ's precious name. And all God's people said, amen. You may be seated. There's two things I kind of want to focus on that's in this text, and I think they're very important truths. The first one is that there is an already and a not yet reality for the believer in Christ Jesus. There is an already and a not yet reality for the believer in Christ Jesus. If then you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things that are above, not on the things that are on earth. For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. And so the wonderful reality for those who are in Christ Jesus is that the gift of eternal life is promised to you, to the believer, because of what Christ has done. Through Christ's life, death, and resurrection, he has provided a remedy for sin, sin that leads to death. It's a salvation that is available to any and all who will call on the name of Christ for the salvation of their soul. And to that I say, thank you, Jesus. Through salvation, the believer has been raised with Christ from the dead, meaning that you have been born again as a new creation in Christ Jesus. The believer has been declared innocent of all past, present, and future sins. The Holy Spirit also indwells the heart and mind of the believer as a new creation in Christ Jesus. Through the indwelling of God's presence with the believer, Christ's righteousness is then credited to you, so that as you stand before the Father, the only thing that the Father sees is the perfect righteousness of Jesus Christ, and you are saved. It's not out of works. It's not of how you live or act before salvation. Your salvation is totally and entirely based upon the work and person of Jesus Christ alone. But because of this wonderful miracle, those who are in Christ Jesus, you have peace with God because of what Christ has done and extended through this free gift of salvation. And the presence of God dwells in you. You are a temple of the Holy Spirit. And since you've been freed from the persecution of sin and death, freed from the condemnation of the law, Because in chapter 2, Paul says it's been nailed to the cross, this record that stood accusing you. The Ten Commandments, which reminds us that we sin on a daily basis and we are born in sin. But that record of wrong has been nailed to the cross. And through Christ's life, death, and resurrection, he has disarmed the power of Satan in your life. But what about right now? As a believer, you are saved, you are justified, you are declared innocent, you are a temple of the Holy Spirit of God dwells in you. What about now? The believer has died with Christ. Through salvation, your life is hidden with Christ, Paul says, in God. That word hidden is very unique. It's the word we're going to focus on a little bit. And when Christ, who is your life, appears, then you will also appear with him in glory. While the believer is still in this life, they truly are declared innocent, again, of all past, present, and future sins. But the word hidden in our text reveals this already trust fund, this paid in full trust fund that is placed in the believer's name that pays for the entirety of their entire sin. This word hidden means to keep something hidden and safe, protected by God. Isn't that interesting? I think of a bank. And so through Christ's life, death, and resurrection, as you call on the name of Christ for the salvation of your soul or continue in the faith that was extended to you in your baptism, God in Christ Jesus has placed this already paid in full trust fund in your account. Peter understood this. This is why he wrote this in chapter 1 of his first epistle. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. According to his great mercy, he has caused us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance that is imperishable, undefiled, and unfading, kept in heaven for you, who by God's power are being guarded through faith for a salvation ready to be revealed in the last time. So there's this already and not yet. There's this deposit, this trust fund, this inheritance that's been extended to each one of you. And so when you're saved, that inheritance goes into a trust fund in full, and through progressively through this life, this temporary life on this earth, through confession and repentance, and through the wonderful sacrament of Holy Communion, you are able, through God's grace, to withdraw from that trust fund on a daily basis, on a weekly basis, as you confess your sin. And one day, when you meet your Savior face to face, you will gain the entire inheritance as you stand before the living God in a new glorified body, one that never feels sorrow, sickness, sin, or pain. Can anybody say amen? Oh, we serve a living and risen Savior. And so as this trust fund is placed into your name as a believer in Christ Jesus, grace is extended, and that's what Paul means in the book of Romans. Shall we continue in sin so that grace may abound, so that we waste this trust fund? By no means. We are to live in this life like we will in heaven. As a good Lutheran, I think of the Lord's Prayer. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Again, this is what it means to live in the power of the resurrection life of Christ Jesus, our Lord and Savior. And so all your sins are forgiven. All that's left is God's grace and mercy. And to that I say amen. And so live as people who are free, but don't use that freedom as a cover-up for evil. Worship God with all of your heart, all of your mind, and all of your strength because of what he has done for you as the living and risen Savior. The final thing that we're going to look at is for those who are in Christ Jesus, we are to live in the here and now like we will in heaven. We are to live in the here and now like we will in heaven. For those, again, who are in Christ Jesus, as we read through this text one more time, we need to understand that this world is not our home. We belong to the eternal kingdom of God. If then you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your mind on the things that are above, not on things that are on earth. For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. And so not only are you declared innocent, Not only are you clothed in Christ's righteousness, not only has this huge trust fund, this inheritance, God's grace, been extended to you as a believer in Christ Jesus, not only through the power of the Holy Spirit indwelling in the heart and mind of the believer, that you are able to withdraw from that grace, that already paid for trust fund, but there is a day, one day, where you will stand before the living God to receive the entire inheritance, again, with your new glorified body. But we live in this sinful, broken, painful situation in the here and now, like we will in heaven, as much as possible. Again, we do this because we want to, not because we have to. We do this because Christ has freed us from the penalty of sin that leads to death. Because Jesus has set the believer free from all condemnation, the condemnation that sin and death bring through Satan, Paul reminds us there is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. And so we focus on this resurrection life. If we have been raised with Christ, if we have been born again, if we are a new creation in Christ Jesus, we are to seek the things that are above, where Christ is seated. Keep our mind on who we are. Remember who you are. You are a child of the King. Set our minds on the things that are above and not on the things that are on the earth. We are to live in the here and now by the power of God's grace in a similar manner that we will in heaven in God's eternal kingdom in the glory and splendor of his holiness. We are to live as we already are, saved, redeemed, a child of God. We keep our focus. And I need to hear this, because as I see people making poor choices, as I see the news, watch the news, hear about tragedies, and see people suffer from sin, sickness, and pain, and sorrow, I need this. I don't know about you, but I need to know that there's something beyond this world. I need to know that there's something greater than what this world has to offer. This is this inner ache inside, I think, of every single person that just longs for something more than what we see in this world. And the truth and the reality is that there is. And that's why Jesus came. This temporary life in this fallen world is not our home. A believer's home is in the eternal kingdom of heaven, a place with no more sin, no more sorrow, and no more pain. And so how do we live in the midst of a sinful and corrupt world with the promise of eternal life guiding us and focusing our attention on the eternal resurrection life of Christ Jesus? We remember what our home is going to be like. And as much as possible, through the power of God's grace as a worship, act of worship to God, as an I want to, not an I have to, we worship God with all of our heart, mind, and strength. It's not a false sense of works righteousness. It's not living by a set of rules. It's literally surrendering your pride and your will to the Savior who saved you from death, from the Savior that died for you. This is the resurrection life that we have in Christ Jesus. It's remembering who you are, and it's remembering what Christ has done for you. Paul also writes about this very concept in Romans chapter 12. He says, I appeal to you therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, present your bodies, your whole person, as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. It's also what he means in 2 Corinthians when he says, you are ambassadors for Jesus Christ. Ambassadors live in a foreign country and represent their homeland in a way that represents their homeland well. That's what an ambassador is. And a believer in Christ Jesus is an ambassador. So I pray that as we celebrate the living and risen Savior, that we would live in the here and now. That we would live in this foreign, alien world, this foreign land, representing our homeland, God's eternal kingdom, in a way that just glorifies God as an act of worship to a Savior who has risen. because he has risen indeed. And as surely as the sun just came up, and how beautiful that is, and how beautiful a morning God has blessed us with, as surely as Christ has risen from the dead, so too will he come and bring those who are his home to live with him in a place that he has prepared, a place with no more sin, no more sickness, a place where death shall be no more. And to that I say, amen. May this truth strengthen, preserve, and keep you all the days of your life. Pray with me. Lord, I thank you for what you have done and who you are. Words cannot express fully all that you have accomplished. The cross is truly the greatest expression of love this world has ever seen as you went there in place of us. But you were unwilling to stay in the grave, and through that resurrection you have extended the power of salvation through that mighty and powerful triune God of creation. As the Holy Spirit works through the Word and calls us to salvation in Christ Jesus. Lord, be with each one of us. May we remember who we are. May we live in the power of God's grace. May we live as children of the King. May we worship you with all of our heart, mind, and strength this day and every day until we see you face to face. I thank you for this time, and I pray these things in Christ's name. Amen.